Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, October 25th, 2024. Gather round as we delve into the latest industry news from the land down under, Australia. Up first, we have news on the legal front. It seems that the pressure is mounting for QBE Insurance Group as the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has initiated proceedings against them. ASIC alleges there have been some notable inconsistencies in QBE's promised discounts. This issue affects a staggering count of over 500,000 policyholders, inclusive of retirees and loyal clients, among others. According to ASIC, QBE's pricing systems interfered with the discounts via mechanisms such as minimum premiums. Alarmingly, this issue has been prevalent since as far back as July 2017 until September 2022. In light of this, QBE has set aside a hefty $112 million to fix the problem by providing recompense to those affected. Furthermore, QBE has stated their willingness to cooperate with ASIC and have begun reviewing the matter. Fascinatingly, this matter isn't a one-off. It seems to be indicative of ASIC's broader strategy since 2021, a reminder to insurers everywhere to ensure their discount practices are well up to par. Switching gears to the life insurance sector, a recently published study by Capgemini has identified the crucial need for transformation. The objective is to better customer satisfaction, a goal seemingly valid for developed economies, especially Australia. Astonishingly, one in every three policyholders considers their policy terms to be too complicated. To make matters worse, 27% of insured individuals find application procedures unsatisfactory, with 25% experiencing long waiting times post-acquisition of coverage. About one-fifth of clients are left wanting when it comes to self-service options. Unfortunately, insufficient digitization hampers the claim processes, negatively affecting interactions when empathetic touch is required most. On the bright side, though, the report also indicates a potential path forward. It seems the modernization of operations, AI-enhanced human interfaces, and improved operational efficiency could be crucial in meeting these satisfaction targets. However, implementation of these measures isn't necessarily easy, as merely 41% of insurers have been able to meet recent targets. And that wraps up your weekly industry news in Australia for today, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance solutions. To discover more and to stay informed, please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, I'm Paige Estrotori, reminding you that informed consumers are empowered consumers. May your insurance needs always meet your expectations. Enjoy your day.